I'm Matt Villano, and on behalf of Campus Technology and our sponsor, Blackboard Collaborate, welcome to today's podcast. Today, we'll be talking about Blackboard Collaborate. This division of Blackboard came into being last year when Blackboard acquired Wimba and Illuminate. Well, this summer, the company released a combined solution called Blackboard Collaborate 11. The solution empowers higher education users to improve the way they approach web conferencing, voice authoring, and instant messaging. It also enables academics to meet what some have called a perfect storm of challenges that they face today. To help us understand more about the product and what it does, I'm delighted to introduce Rajiv Arora, Vice President of Marketing and Strategy for Blackboard Collaborate. Rajiv, welcome to today's podcast.
Thank you very much, Matt. My pleasure to be here.
Rajiv, what is this perfect storm facing higher education today?
Matt, as I talk to administrators and faculty, there's three things that they're being asked to do right now that sort of contribute to this perfect storm. The first is they're being asked to teach more students than ever before. Then, of course, they're being asked to teach them better, to go ahead and make their educational outcomes better. And lastly, they're being asked to do it for far lesser money, far lesser budgets than they've ever had before. So that's what I really mean when I call it the perfect storm, to be able to go ahead and teach more students better than ever with far less money.
Rajiv, how does Blackboard Collaborate help?
So good question, Matt. I think collaboration can really help them achieve these three seemingly impossible tasks. You know, institutions can teach more students than ever in just their existing classrooms and with their existing teachers, because you can allow remote students in using web conferencing. Students, on the other hand, can achieve better results if they can interact with each other and with teachers in ways they've become used to outside education, like instant messaging and Facebook. And institutions can save money by using one platform for all their meetings, their virtual classroom, their events, student services, and the informal communication and collaboration, rather than buying two or three single-purpose tools, or worse, incurring all the travel and facilities expenses that they sometimes have to do today.
That seems like online learning in general. So what does Blackboard Collaborate do specifically and uniquely, Rajiv?
So there's four capabilities that Blackboard Collaborate provides as a platform to institutions. Let me take them one at a time. The first one is web conferencing. Think of this one as increasing that institution's capacity by adding virtual capacity to all their physical infrastructure. So in this virtual capacity, now they can hold classes, they can hold events, meetings, all online, rather than having to build out or travel to dedicated physical spaces. The second capability is instant messaging. Think of this one as adding sort of the live engagement and the informal learning to a school's online learning program. You know, a commuting student can't go out into the dorm hallway and say, hey, I'm having trouble. Can somebody help me for the homework that's due tomorrow? But with Blackboard Instant Messaging, they have that exact hallway experience. They can sign on online and see who else from their courses and classmates is actually online and see if they can go ahead and help them out. The third capability is voice authoring. And think of this one as adding engagement, personal engagement, to a learning management system. You know, when you're teaching courses like public speaking or English as a second language or foreign language courses, it's really tough to do all of that in typed text. So what voice authoring lets you do is record discussions between teachers and students. A teacher can go ahead and record an announcement, or they can go ahead and record a question that they want students to answer using their voice, or they can even provide personalized feedback to students with ease and efficiency, by just recording their voice rather than having to type everything out. You can even do quiz questions and answers using your voice. And all three of these capabilities, web conferencing, instant messaging, voice authoring, come completely and deeply integrated with whatever the institution's choice of learning management system is. Of course, we support Blackboard Learn as part of Blackboard, but we also support Moodle, Sakai, Desire2Learn, whichever one they choose. And that helps them create that perfect collaborative learning environment, which nobody else can really help them do.
Well, that all sounds great on a high level, Rajiv. But I'm wondering, can you give us an example of how this has worked for a higher education institution in the real world?
Absolutely, Matt. Let me use the example of the Ivy Tech Community College System in Indiana. they've been using Blackboard Collaborate for several years now, and they've achieved just amazing results in online education, teaching and learning, and really retaining their students. And all at the same time, they've actually been doing it with far less money. They've actually estimated that they're saving almost $300,000 annually by just eliminating the staff driving time to all the different statewide meeting sites that they used to have. They used to meet at 23 different places. And just by eliminating that driving time, they've saved $300,000 in gas, mileage, and time out of office. So that's the kind of impact that Blackboard Collaborate can have on a higher education institution.
And Rajiv, what makes Blackboard Collaborate different from some of the other web conferencing companies that do this sort of thing?
You know, you're absolutely right. There's many corporate meetings and events tools that are out there. But really, Blackboard Collaborate's the only one completely focused on education. I'll give you a couple of examples of how this helps. The first one is I talked earlier about the very deep and broad integration to learning management systems. You know, no matter which one, which learning management system you've picked, we've actually probably gotten integration into it. We do this because education is our only focus. For other commercial entities, education is a small portion of their business. So most of them haven't really invested in doing those integrations into learning management systems. Another example is accessibility for users with disabilities. You know, very, very important in education to sort of create a level playing field for everybody. Maybe not so important for corporations, but for us it was very important. So we built our platform from the ground up to provide sort of this equal opportunity education for all. I'll give you a few examples. You know, if you have users who are blind or who have low vision, we've actually built it in so that there's support for screen readers. They can hear all the content that's being shown on the screen, including the slide text and speaker notes. Participants who are deaf or hard of hearing, we've integrated closed captioning into the system with Blackboard Collaborate. And for those who've got mobility challenges, we've even made it so that everything that you need to do, you don't have to move the mouse. You can actually get to everything through keyboard controls and shortcuts and accelerator keys. You know, in the end, what we're really doing at Blackboard Collaborate is we're helping our customers build a much better education experience with a collaboration platform that's second to none.
Well, there you have it, folks. In the face of the perfect storm challenging higher education today, Blackboard Collaborate provides a safe harbor for users to accomplish web conferencing, voice authoring, and instant messaging in one easy-to-use solution. On behalf of Campus Technology and our sponsor, Blackboard Collaborate, I'm Matt Villano. Thanks for tuning in.